Welcome to Mission Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us to the Mission Impossible franchise 1 minute at a time. I'm Robert Town.
I'm Tommy Paramount.
Hey, yo, I'm a Rocky.
Oh, hi, I'm JJ.
Hellfire, I'm John Woo.
That's that little girl that's directing the third movie, right, JJ?
Yeah, it's my first movie, but don't call me a little girl.
You are a little girl.
You're kind of a little girl there, JJ.
Fun fact, he was the child looking at the painting in the background of the last episode.
Yeah, that was me admiring it.
My little brother is one of them Asian boys that died in the Twilight movie.
Oh,
God.
That's worse than the Roman Polanski stuff. Come on.
That wasn't my movie studio, but that way. Was it? Did Paramount do that movie?
Well, needless to say, I can't work with John Landis. It just ain't working out for us. We just butt heads too much, you know, because he decapitated my brother.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Allegedly.
You know,
allegedly.
You know, John Landis is a pretty funny name for someone who caused a plane accident.
Yeah.
It was a helicopter.
Robert Town over there is talking about Vagina Town.
Wait a second. Your voice changed. Are you going through puberty?
Just like Roman likes him.
Oh, no, that's not how he likes him at all. Allegedly.
Going through puberty, not hitting it.
Well, welcome to Minute Impossible. It's the middle of the last week, and this is what we're at.
Oh, boy.
Robert Town, J.J. Abrams, John Woo, Rocky Balboa, and Tommy Paramount are here.
For some reason,
to talk about this movie 1 minute at a time. We're on minute 118.
Oh, boy.
If you made it this far, welcome.
You deserve an award.
And if through the goodwill of last week you came to us through the Light the Pews podcast, I apologize. This is not how it normally is. It's just the last week of a minute-by-minute podcast is what it's starting to happen.
You get squirrely, even if you're the guest.
Yeah, I have a little fuse.
So we've been told.
Okay. This minute begins.
I don't think we're ever going to get like the Mad Max guys where the directors are praising us. I don't think we're ever going to get that. Maybe the McQuarrie years, but you know.
The Mad Max guys, you mean Julia and Rick?
Mad Max guys.
Well, one's a woman, though.
Hellfire.
Ooh, doggy.
You just like that accent.
I mean, it's so natural. It's so natural.
It's so natural.
This scene here reminds me of the 1964 Disney picture Mary Poppins. Except it sucks.
Okay, I was waiting on the turn. There's usually a turn at the end of that. And I was waiting on it, and there it was. Perfect. This scene was not the last scene before they go to the stupid fair or whatever, the kite flying festival. There was a scene with Billy and Luther waiting in the street for him.
Really?
Outside the museum, yep.
Was Billy talking about how he's going to direct Swim Fan?
No, here's the last lines of Billy and Luther. You can guess who's who.
So what did he say?
Good job, and thanks. That's it? That's it? That's it?
And the check's in the mail.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Roy, just remember, mate, Billy Bad's the name. Anything you need to get, move a watch. I'm your man. And Billy's gone. Ethan and Luther remain alone, both reluctant to say anything, both reluctant to leave.
My dog wrote that scene. I was
half a bottle into a really nice Glenfiddich at that point.
Well, my dog just drove his butt across the paper. That's basically what came of it.
Since the writer and director are here talking to us, why did you make such a shitty film?
Well, shit, boy, what are you going to do? You only got a budget.
Look, I got a 3-hour, 45-minute cut of this movie. I'm the one who said, hey, we got to do something different about this. We gotta get
Listen, I got expectations up, hold. I got appeal to Western and Eastern cinemas. What you going to do? Nothing. Except
you know
what
I did. You know who should have written this? Sylvester Stallone.
AOI, I've got a tiger on my jacket.
And that is not a euphemism, people. That is not a euphemism.
Yeah, it's from the picture Rocky II.
Mm-hmm. The one with the ghost.
The sex robot.
No, sex robot is in Rocky IV, John.
Right. Rocky II has got the snow cone. Polly got a snow cone.
So before I made Mission Impossible.
No, that's not the voice. You had a really high voice before.
Hold on. Like you were going puberty.
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 So before I did Mission Impossible 3, I did a movie that was named after my bedroom name that my wife calls my penis, Super 8.
That was after Mission Impossible 3.
Shit.
That was the worst setup of a joke.
Did you get replaced by a president from Disney's Hall of Presidents?
I'm falling apart here. I'm falling apart. I can't hold these voices. It's hard.
I mean, I can't either, but...
You gotta do the voice, and then you become the person, and you're not talking anymore.
Okay, I'm getting some of Joe's George Lucas in this.
Excellent. How about this?
Hey, how is it that Robert Town is the only one holding it together during this?
I'm always drunk.
Funny thing, but lowercase Robert, uppercase Town has a liver problem. Yeah. So yeah. The real Robert Town does also has a liver problem, but from his own problems. He created it. He wasn't born with it. Are we on Mad TV? Why are we auditioning for things? This is the worst.
Suddenly got so blue.
Got nothing to say
Can
about
I just
this
be
movie,
myself
man.
Again?
Yes, everyone just go back to yourself.
Okay. This minute's got nothing going on.
We're all
going
to switch back to ourselves because this minute has, as Chris has said in the green room, nothing going on.
I just would like to contest that statement.
Okay.
Let's hear it, Liz.
There's some out-of-focus shots of Tandy Newton, so that's something.
Really a thing, is it?
I mean, everything's something.
Let's go fly a kite up to the highest height.
It's like Mary Poppins.
Yes.
But terrible.
Yeah, but terrible.
to set the scene, at the end of this movie, there is like some sort of weird Sydney. I can't tell if it's a festival, but there's too many people there to be a park. There's too many people.
Well, I think that's what they think happens at a park in Sydney on just like a nice afternoon. Although,
elbow.
Concert, guys.
That's to be why fair. If it was like the first nice day of the year, that's what the canal in downtown Indianapolis looks like. Just people everywhere. Hmm. So maybe it's just like the first nice day of weather.
We have seen every day of weather for the past week. It's nice. Beautiful. Yeah, every day.
Nice. This
maybe
is
first
like...
weekend day. People didn't have work in school.
Hogan Day there, guys. Come on. That's what happens.
There's this
line. National Kite Day.
There's this line that Anthony Hopkins, Sir Overrated, mentions about how vacations aren't vacations if you let people know where you are going.
I don't think Anthony Hopkins has ever been on a vacation.
No. I was going to say, that sounds like some sort of psycho killer vacation.
Well, this reminds me. Go ahead, Liz. I'm sorry.
No, you've got a point to make. It's fine. Make it.
Growing up, I have aunt and uncle who would always do this thing where they would go on a vacation and it would always be sudden. Like they would never like tell us they were going on vacation. And suddenly like a day or two before they'd call everyone who lived nearby and was like, we're going on vacation. We're going to be gone for a couple weeks. Could you make sure everything's okay? And we're like, yeah, sure. You know, go ahead.
Eat the chickens.
And we're like, where are you going? And they're like, we're not going to say. It was always this big secret of like wherever they were going to go. Like, oh, we can't. God forbid we tell someone where we're going
to
go.
Those are the kind of people that want to do a baby reveal with a exploding box when you shoot it. Those are the kind of people. If that had been a thing when they were younger, they would have done that.
Yeah, they're probably baby.
I don't want to say. Who gives a shit? Just where are you going? Des Moines?
I'm not
going
to follow you.
I can't call you. Yeah. I don't know where you're going. I know the general area.
You know, I don't understand. Like this all this secret mission.
Ooh, what if they were secret racists and they were going to like clan meetings and they literally did not want to tell you? We really, really, Rob, we don't want to tell you.
I stop by their place before they leave and they're just loading up crosses. Like, what are you doing with all those big crosses? What's going on?
You always thought your aunt and uncle were just cleaning a lot of sheets.
Yeah.
That's not what they were doing. Why do you have so much laundry? This is my Rob as a child. Hey, Auntie. Aunt Peru,
I'm going. I'm going to town for Tatashi Station for some power converters.
First off, there's no way that Uncle Owen would not have voted for Trump. Uncle Owen was MAGA all the way.
Make Tatooine dry again. Yeah,
Tatooine is essentially Wyoming. Red as can be.
Oh, yeah.
Fun fact about Wyoming, guys. What do you think is the population of the biggest city in Wyoming? George, you're close. You may know the answer.
You can't talk right now.
Okay, well, George died.
biggest city in Wyoming is Casper.
Okay, well, what do you think the population of Casper is?
25 people.
100,000.
7,500.
It's a ghost town.
They all died 100 years ago.
So the largest city in Wyoming is Cheyenne.
Bless you.
And the population of Cheyenne is 60,000. That is the largest city in that state. Their college town is Laramie, which is the only place there's higher education in the state of Wyoming. It is the population of 30,000 people.
Okay. As far as if my blind senses are tingling, I think that George is leaving or entering a building.
Or on a swing.
I just entered my apartment building, and I am walking down the hall.
So your apartment building have a screen door?
It has a metal door that shuts loudly.
Just shove the sex thing out of the way.
Recording with the computer mic?
He's recording on his phone.
He's on his phone the whole time.
I'm just going to read you what is being said in the script, because visually, nothing's happening. A man is walking toward a woman, and the woman is walking toward the man, and there's literally a metric ton of Australians in front of them.
The population of Cheyenne.
Basically, the population of Cheyenne, Wyoming is out there. There's literally tens of hundreds of people. I'm just going to read you what it says. And Luther's off. Ethan looks after him a bit wistfully. Then curiously, tentative, he walks off into the crowd. After a half dozen steps, someone catches his eye. He stops. Why is the script being coy? We know who it is. It's not his love, Luther, again.
Because Robert Towne can write coy. It's just that John Woo doesn't know how to shoot
coy. Bingo. Naya is inches from him and without batting an eye. She wraps her arms around him and kisses him with considerable conviction.
Gross.
Ugh, I hate that alliteration.
Barf.
Rob, in Portland, I'm going to kiss you with considerable conviction.
Please
just get ready. Get ready. Considerable.
You will be convicted.
He kisses her with a conviction that is more than a match for hers. Looks around at the swirling crowd, and in a moment, they're vanished from frame and into the crowd. Camera begins to pull back, the bustling crowd ever filling the frame. And I'm not going to read any more because that's the next minute.
Has Robert Towne ever kissed anyone?
Nope.
A dog. I love my dog. I'm going to considerably conviction you. Sponge. It's wipe funny. Clean.
This whole ending, hard they're trying to sell us on this relationship between Ethan and I did the right thing, and then I did the wrong thing.
This episode had some technical issues, so we're just going to go straight into Tech of the App.
Sounds good.
We'll go with that.
Okay.
All right, here we go into Tech of the App.
Hoorah.
I haven't spent too much time with
We need it.
Hell's bells were there.
All the characters are there, so everybody's made it. George is eating.
Oh, chips. Mickey!
Oh, hold on. Wait, we may be getting real recording.
Oh, there it is. Got me to real record my Tech of the App so it's not terrible for you?
No.
Okay. I'm going to get cut for this episode.
I can't because it's all a big-ass recording with everybody's voices all over each other, so good luck.
It's a big one thing. Awesome.
We could probably restart and talk about how shitty it is for 5 minutes and then do Tech of the App.
There we go.
It would be as much value as we had in the rest of the episode.
But then it's shorter and less time for Jonathan.
Tech of the App. George, now that you're on a real microphone, let me know, what tech in this whopper of an episode do you have?
I like the I like geographic facts. So the census data of Wyoming, I think, is fascinating.
That is probably the most interesting thing about this entire episode.
Sorry, I snaked it from you guys.
That's okay. Speaking of snakes, Rob.
Yeah, so when we go to this Mary Poppins nightmare machine over here in Sydney, whatever's happening, we have this moment where there's this woman with... we need to talk more about what's happening in this bridge. It's not that there's just everyone from Cheyenne, Wyoming here. There's a woman just spinning metal paintbrushes and like dudes with like juggling flames to each other. I've gone to many parks in many cities.
Oh, yeah. You're not allowed anymore.
Yeah. Because of that incident.
We've just lit torches on fire. Like, let's just toss these around for a while.
Now I'm only allowed to look at parks through binoculars from a distance.
So I'm going with the juggling torches.
Would you call those guys juggalos?
Look, this is a that's normal Australian day. It's the late 90s when this was shot. 99. Mm-hmm. It was about to be 2000. People were still playing. People were still playing the hack and sack in it. This
hacky
is
sack.
Did. Hacky sack.
That's what I said.
You old man.
No, you said hack and sack.
Like, that's a place in New Jersey.
Hack and sack.
That's where Miss Tessmacher's mom lives.
Your genitals.
That's right. She was from there. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at my watch and I'm saying, not anymore.
Exactly.
Not anymore. Jonathan, do you want to know why? Actually, Rob, you're the one who's amazed by this. You want to know why they play with fire so much in Australia?
Why?
Keep all the poisonous things at bay.
Yes. They're literally just like Indiana Jones, like keeping the asps.
It's adaptive behavior. It's like, oh, wow, there's another thing that will murder me with a bite.
It's a little known fact that in all parks in Australia, you have to be moving around constantly. So they have a lot of kites fluttering, yeah. a lot of wiggling of things in the air. It's
distract predators.
Does this park remind anyone else of the Terminator 2 like park flashbacks?
The window blows up.
Yeah.
Kind of does.
That merry-go-round, man.
Oh, hey. We'll get to the merry-go-round here. Chris, what about you?
I'm going to go with the hair fight that seems to be going on between Sir Anthony and Mr. Cruz. Both of them are really trying to flip. They have these little flips of hair going off on the sides. So I'm going with that.
You like Anthony Hopkins' hair?
No. I didn't say I like it. I'm saying the fight between them. Their hair is having a fight. Because he's got like this little flip of hair going off, and so does Tom Cruise. Like,
you keep calling it something, and I can't quite pick up what you're saying. You're saying fliff?
It's yeah, Sir like a little fliff.
Yeah, Sir Fliff. He's like a little
Sir Fliffany.
Farrah Fawcett thing going on their hair, both of them. They've got these little wings going on the sides of their head.
Feathers.
Feathered hair, yes.
Do you think anywhere in America, with all the festivals and stuff we have, anyone ever does a Fawcett fair?
Burning Man.
Oh, come on.
Fawcett fair? Nope.
Yeah, I sat on that one.
Okay.
All right, let's just everybody leave 3 seconds of silence so I can actually edit this out.
Yep.
All right. Then we can move on. So Naya's good now. We're all good with the fact that she had a deadly disease and is now completely cured.
I'm so bored. I forgot.
I don't look that good on the second day after an intense hangover.
Liz, you're a lovely lady. And even though you have had Chimera a couple times while...
You're a super lady, Liz.
Super lady.
I'm so lonely.
Do you think I would have somebody on this podcast that wasn't put together?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm totally recording my audio right now the way I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
He's just talking over us in an audio. I cannot remove the track. Oh, wait. These are all separate tracks. We're using the fancy one, right?
No.
Sorry, Jonathan's eyes got real light and wide for a second.
Sorry, Jonathan. That's not how it works.
One Rick works.
I really wooed this one up.
If you're using the paid version, it gives separate audio. Why are you making a face? What's happening?
I don't think it does.
She's doing a jigsaw. Is
this okay? We'll talk about it later. Well, I don't want to fight on air.
You probably have to. It's probably like a setting I would have had to choose before we started recording.
Okay.
In a landslide. No whiskey.
Who's left? Liz.
Me.
What's your take of the app?
My tech of this episode is Rob's inability to successfully record an entire episode. After doing one of the longest minute-by-minute podcasts, note to man.
You know what? This is minute 118. We started at minute 116. I'm gonna quote Meatloaf. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Well, fair enough.
Fair enough. I love my tech is every extra.
Oh, sorry, Jonathan.
There is an option in there.
Check a box before we started.
Oh.
You lose two.
Next time.
Chris, where am I at on your rankings?
2 out of 3 tracks ain't bad.
You're way up there right now, Rob, so you ain't got to worry about nothing. You're good. You and I are good now, man.
My tech of the ep is all the extras, because extras always think that when they're with a couple, they have to talk and look at each other. How often when you're walking with the person through literally a minefield of people, do you look at them lovingly?
I'm literally trying to find anyone.
Oh, almost never lovingly. It's almost always like
combatively.
Like, yeah, you're like, you asshole. You made me go to this thing. You made me come to the Summer Sydney Festival.
We need to talk.
Just walk through crowds and see all the missed opportunities.
Oh, well, this crowd is funny enough. This crowd is literally that meme of the guy looking back at the girl.
Yeah, it is.
It's in here somewhere. Somewhere it's happening.
Rob, if you want missed opportunities, you should go to your faucet fair.
Faucet fair.
Now I got to leave it in.
You got it now. It's a callback. Oh, boy. You're my angel, Jordan.
Yep. This is where this episode and this minute ends, thank God.
Never done.
We can come back tomorrow, hopefully with a few more technical issues worked out. Maybe Rob will know how to record after. He's like a 280, 300 episode veteran at this point. Can't record a podcast. Ridiculous.
A hotkey of some
He's
sort.
The Anthony Hopkins of podcasting.
He really is. He cared, and now he doesn't care anymore. He cared. No, he doesn't.
He cared for the first 2 minutes of Titanic, and after that, he couldn't go on anymore.
He got that Best Podcast in Madison Award, and he was just like,
straight to his head.
By the way, I'm sending them this recording. Hey, do not make Rob's podcast the best podcast
ever.
Rob's only good when he hits one giant button called cast, and it just records everybody's voice.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
All right. Well, this is where this minute ends. Thank you guys for being on. We'll come back for 119. Hopefully, we'll have our crap together.
Get excited.
So get excited. Get up. We got 2 minutes left, and then it is going to be tech of the movie.
Going to be lit.
It's going to be lit. So until tomorrow, I've been Tommy Paramount.
All right, Tom.
I've grudgingly been here.
Wait, you got to be Rocky.
Oh.
Hey,
been Rocky.
Oh, Hellfire, I'm John Woo, and I'm going back in the closet.
Oh, hey, I'm Hellfire, I'm John Woo. No, you're not doing it right.
What?
You're doing it more effete, more...
Too relaxed.
Yeah, it's relaxed. That's what I'm going
for.
I'm West Coast liberal John Woo.
I don't like this John Woo. I don't like this action figure. I don't like this blue state John Woo. I want my hard red line.
I come with a Prius red and a sense John. Of a superiority.
I drive a Prius too. It's a Rolls Royce Prius. It's fancy.
My real name's not JJ. It's just my alias.
Good night, everybody.
This podcast self-destructed 20 minutes ago.
Way before it started.
I don't need to stop anything.
Nope. You didn't do anything.
I honestly am trying to figure out what happened.
You turned it off.
I wonder if I like hit my keyboard and hit like...
See you next time on the show. Thank you.